Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. There goes Averill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Desautels. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Desautels steals second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Desautels scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Grove moves to third. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Nonnenkamp takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Grove scores. Kramer moves to third. Nonnenkamp moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball towards left. Soltis catches it and throws to second to double up Doerr. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grove strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Larry reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner now playing first base. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kroner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Larry moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Grove hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock scoops up the ball and tags Grove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Helf pinch hits for Mel Harder. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.